Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The economy and its deteriorating condition continue to be the top story here in Washington, as well as for the incoming Barack Obama presidential administration. We found out through the Labor Department on Friday that nearly a quarter of a million U.S. jobs were cut in October, leading to the highest unemployment rate in 14 years. The latest figures from the department show employers cut 240,000 jobs last month. The national unemployment rate for the month was 6.5%. That's a rise of nearly 0.5% from the month before and the highest since March of 1994. Economists had expected only 200,000 jobs to be cut last month. Job loss figures for August and September were revised upward to 179,000 more than earlier thought. Over the three-month period through October, 651,000 jobs have been slashed. On the manufacturing front, 90,000 jobs were cut last month alone. Those losses followed the 56,000 factory positions eliminated in September. Meanwhile, the red ink continues to flow at General Motors. The carmaker has posted a third-quarter loss of $4.2 billion. Revenue fell to just under $38 billion compared to more than $43 billion in earnings a year ago. In response to the deepening sales slump, GM says it will cut more white-collar jobs and another $2.5 billion in capital spending next year as part of a revised restructuring plan. The company has also joined rivals Ford and Chrysler in asking for a government rescue package that backers say is needed to keep the industry from collapsing. In a prepared statement, General Motors Chief Executive Rick Wagoner said more needs to be done to help the troubled auto industry. He called the government's actions to help stabilize the credit crunch, quote, an essential first step to the economy's and the auto industry's recovery. Even so, he said further strong action is required. Meanwhile, Wall Street held modest gains to close out the week, with the Dow gaining nearly 250 points on Friday. The Dow closed up 248 officially to finish the week at 8944. The S&P 500 up 26 points on Friday to close at 931. The Nasdaq held across the board gains at 39 points to close at 1647. President-elect Barack Obama holding his first major press conference following his election on Tuesday as the 44th president of the United States. And of course, it came in conjunction with all those dismal economic reports. The president-elect saying that immediately after being sworn in, tackling the economy will be priority number one.
Immediately after I become president, I'm going to confront this economic crisis head on by taking all necessary steps to ease the credit crisis, help hardworking families, and restore growth and prosperity.
Obama says there must be a comprehensive solution to this crisis.
We have to address the spreading impact of the financial crisis on the other sectors of our economy. Small businesses that are struggling to meet their payrolls and finance their holiday inventories, and state and municipal governments facing devastating budget cuts and tax increases. We must also remember that the financial crisis is increasingly global and requires a global response.
Obama says he's urging President Bush to authorize a new economic stimulus package before the transition of administrations takes place on January 20th. Obama says he hopes that happens, but if not, it'll be certainly a high priority for him after taking the oath.
I want to see a stimulus package sooner rather than later. If it does not get done in the lame duck session, it will be the first thing I get done as President of the United States.
Obama also says that this is a golden opportunity to show that bipartisanship can survive and thrive in Washington.
I have said before, and I will repeat again, it is not going to be quick. And it's not going to be easy for us to dig ourselves out of the hole that we are in. But America is a strong and resilient country. And I know we will succeed if we put aside partisanship and politics and work together as one nation.
But some members of the Bush administration are cautioning against drastic action. Commerce Secretary Carlos Gutierrez says that because of the $700 billion bailout passed several weeks ago, credit is flowing again and the economy is improving, although it's hard to see it right now. Gutierrez also says that right now it's important to move forward to lead the world in free trade agreements. He says now is not the time to raise taxes, as Obama has promised to do on the wealthiest Americans.
Tax policy is critical. We do not need a tax increase, and we continue to be engaged in the world economy, opening up new markets, engaging in free trade, leading the world in free trade. Those are two things that we believe are very important.
At the same press conference on Friday, Obama was asked about the fact that he's the first president since the Iranian Revolution in 1979 to be congratulated by the president of that country. Obama said he hasn't really had time to respond or even think about the significance of the letter from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, but he said his opinion on Iran has not changed.
Iran's development of a nuclear weapon, I believe, is unacceptable. We have to mount an international effort to prevent that from happening. Iran's support of terrorist organizations, I think, is something that has to cease.
Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll talk with Dr. Janice Krause of Concerned Women for America, who's appalled at the treatment Sarah Palin's getting in the wake of the Republicans losing this year's election. But when we come back, the press and this year's election. Stay with us.